hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry, we're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Drop under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. A lot of stuff to cover on today's show. And to kick it right off, I just want to say, coming up on the show today, you're going to want to stick around. We got Bob Evans from Force Fins on to help us reminisce about our good friend Bob Maestro, who passed away this week due to a heart attack there in Catalina Island. It's a very unfortunate situation. 84 years old, or 84 years young, I should say. Bob Maestro, awesome guy. We're definitely going to reminisce about some great stories that he has shared with us here over the last few years on Scuba Radio with Bob Evans. That's coming up. So I just want to make a note for you right off the bat. But let's move on to some more upbeat things. You know, we've been traveling a lot. Last week you heard the show from Long Beach, California, the Scuba Show, and we were having a big old time. If you didn't catch the show, make sure you listen to it because it was good fun. We had Mermaid Tiffany out there and her friend Brittany, as well as the Scuba Cowboy and all our Left Coast diving friends. We had a trip out to Catalina Island, which was phenomenal as well. And the photos, or at least a few of them, are up at scubaradio.com right now. So go take a look. Listen to that show if you haven't already caught it or didn't catch it live broadcast. Obviously, it's up there as an archive. And we got to thank our friends there at Dive Training Magazine. We got to thank the Catalina Express folks for hooking us up with a trip over to Catalina Island for the day. And, of course, we got to thank all these Left Coast divers. And I mean that in an affectionate way. Someone actually said something to me this week via email and said, Greg, you know, you keep talking about going out to the Left Coast. You know, we're not left. We're right. You guys are letting it, blah, blah, blah. You know, it wasn't a political statement when I say out on the Left Coast. It's just I look at the map and I see California and I see that as the Left Coast. That's why I refer to California as the Left Coast. Simple as that. It's not a political statement, even though I got to say some of you guys are whacked out there. Seriously. Come on. Let's be real. But no, that's okay. It's all good. We love everybody, including our Left Coast diving friends. Now, in the studio with us today, we have Captain Patrick from the World of Boating. We're going to talk about some of his dive training this week. And I actually, Patrick, I brought in a couple of friends that I have certified in the past to help us out a little bit today. Because these two right here, Kelly the Brazilian swimsuit model and Jimmy the Bubble Boy, are here to possibly audition to be your future dive buddy. That's why they're here. Oh, Kelly.
Kelly.
Kelly wins?
Yes.
Kelly, will you be Captain
Bye,
Patrick's
Jimmy.
Dive buddy?
Yes, I will.
Well, it could be a three-way.
It
could,
Stop it.
No, you can have
can
a three-way dive team.
Bubble guy?
He could bubble be your boy. Bubble boy. I don't know. You need to have probably somebody with more authority as a dive buddy anyway, Kelly, don't you think? You know, a captain. Someone with, you know,
well,
those admirable
like
type
boss.
Qualities. Well, yeah. That's what
no,
I'm
don't
saying.
Don't worry, I'll be following you.
Okay.
Okay.
Kelly, somebody who'll use you as a shield against sharks.
Yeah.
No. No anymore.
No, that could happen. That could happen. But
shark what?
Yeah, human shield. You can use Kelly as a human shark shield.
Oh no, sharks
That's
never,
in
sharks
module 6 of your open water training.
Sharks would never get within 10 feet of her.
Why is that? Why do you say
Goodbye,
that?
Bye, Greg. I have a best diver master now.
No, he's not a dive master. He's just a...
No. As far as you know.
Yeah.
Well, no. Of course the sharks wouldn't go after her. They're man-eaters.
Oh! All right, well, we'll talk about
some of it. You'd have to be a pretty dumb shark to think she was a man.
I don't know, Kelly. Are you? No, you're not. I don't think.
Well...
Which side of this argument are you on?
Well, that's what
I'll show you.
Well, that's why we brought a camera in today. We are filming today, and we have the dirty old man pole cam in here
is.
To use for Kelly, a Brazilian swimsuit model. And so we're filming today. Mm-hmm. So, and you like this. You like this new contraption we have, don't you, Kelly?
Yes.
And she's making love to the camera as we do the show today, right? That's what you do as a Brazilian swimsuit model. We're just
actually
of...
don't search that.
No,
don't go on the internet and search making love to the camera with a Brazilian swimsuit model. Don't do that. Don't.
Have you done?
Obviously.
Yes.
I'm curious.
He spent way too much money. He's maxed out his credit card, obviously, on those particular sites. But different show, different story.
So about my 7-month-long dive training.
Yeah. I'm taking a little family vacation here for the 4th of July. And then when I get back, we are getting in the water, Patrick. You're already through module 1, 2, 3. Is that right?
No, we're on 5.
Okay, I'm just checking.
Do you want 5?
Yeah, I do, actually.
Here.
So you got module 5 all done. This is it. So, Kelly, I would like you to read some of these questions that Captain Patrick has been doing as part of his PADI open water diver course. This is from module 5. You did this with me, I would say, I don't know what it's been, 4 years, 5 years, maybe, thereabouts?
Around.
You went through this class. So this is still fresh. And you're still alive. Of course, she hadn't been in the water at all. But no, she has. She's been diving with us a few times. Mm-hmm. So you should remember all this stuff, right? Yeah, get closer to the mic there, Kelly. Talk to us. All right. So read the question.
Which one?
Yeah, the first question there. This is from the PADI Open Water Diver Knowledge Review.
Okay.
Question number one. Go.
Question number one.
Yeah.
Describe the 3 requirement situations in which a safety stop should be made.
In which safety stops should be made. Patrick?
Yes.
When Kelly tells me to.
Okay.
Hi. I love it.
You love this, do you?
Yeah, because no means no, Patrick.
Interesting.
When a dive has been to 100 feet or deeper.
Okay.
Pressure group at the end of the dive is within 3 pressure groups of the no decompression limit.
All right.
Is that correct?
Well, no, just keep reading.
No, it's not?
No, just keep reading. We'll review them once you're done. Go.
A dive is made up to any limit on the recreational dive planner.
Okay.
Or RDP.
All right. So when you describe the 3 required situations.
Those are,
required is the key word there.
Right.
But when do we, and you're correct, yes.
Thank you.
But what if you're taking a safety stop? When should you do a safety stop? Whether it's required or not. When do we do safety stops?
When you feel uncomfortable.
No. Every single dive, we just do safety stops. Don't we, Kelly? You remember this.
Huh?
15 feet, 3 minutes, you do a safety stop. Whether you, all those things, those were required.
The way he's asking the question is a little confusing. Yeah. The answer to his question is at the end of every dive. At the end of every dive, we do a safety stop when you get up to about 10 feet.
Just to be safe.
You know, 10, 15 feet.
It's just that whether they're required or not, we always do safety stops. That's how I train my divers, and that's how you will be trained, whether Kelly likes it or not. She remembers this. You remember doing safety stops.
Are we eventually getting into the water?
No. We're just going to talk about it for a few more months. And then
you're going to wait till it gets cold, aren't you?
Exactly. It's no fun to go now.
We're just going to take Kelly places where it's hot.
Yeah, it's kind of hot in the studio today, isn't it, Kelly?
Oh, my God.
It's getting
hot
in here. Yes. Get out that dirty old man pole cam. That was that was your cue, Patrick.
Greg had us turn.
Question number 2. Kelly, hit us. What do we got for question number 2?
If you accidentally see the no decompression limit or an adjustment no decompression... Oh, that's...
Yeah, you know what? I'm not even going to have her try to read that one again. Because we'll get kicked off the air for sure. If you accidentally exceed a no decompression limit or any adjusted no decompression limit by no more than 5 minutes, you should slowly ascend at a rate not faster than 60 feet per minute to 15 feet and remain there for how many minutes prior to surfacing? What is it?
8 minutes.
15. 15 minutes. It's on. You know what? This is where you can use... 8 minutes. I'm sorry.
It's 8 minutes.
No, I was going to say, this is where you pull this from the from the dive table. It's right there on the dive table.
It's also in the literature. It's in the, it's part of the lesson plan. It tells you, and they try to trip you up because they say below or exceed, and that's what you were thinking, is
yeah.
if you exceed.
Well, no, I was just reading the wrong one. That's all. I see you got both answers here, and you've highlighted the correct one.
Right.
Yeah. So that's fine, but I didn't realize that's what you had done. But, yeah, it's 8 minutes and 6 hours. Do not dive for at least 6 hours. And actually, it's good to be longer than that. Once again, these are like the required standards that are, is listed right there on the Paddy Dive table. You can find this information literally under the table listed on the actual slate.
When we come back on Scuba Radio, Kelly's going to give us more times when it's better to be longer.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
For over 20 years, Explore Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures, and just maybe why Explore Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at ExploreVentures.com, but it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explore Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explore Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explore Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExploreVentures.com. That's ExploreVentures.com.
Here at Scuba Radio, we've been fans of Force Fins for years. With over 12 styles and just about every color imaginable, Force Fins are in a league of their own. Now, they aren't the biggest company out there, just the best. So sometimes Force Fins are hard to find. That's why we've made the whole line of Force Fins available on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Order yourself a pair today, and they'll be delivered right to your door and be ready for your next dive. That's the merchandise page at scubaradio.com.
You are a diver and have the Dive Flag shirt, hat, and bumper sticker to prove it. However, you can share your love of diving and ascend to a higher level with Dive Silver. Combining exquisite sterling silver with gemstones, Dive Silver is the perfect way to share your passion for the underwater world. From mantis to mermaids and everything in between, you'll find something truly unique to express your love of diving in the extensive line of Dive Silver jewelry. And at an affordable price, go to DiveSilver.com and see for yourself. That's DiveSilver.com.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
Hi, my name is George Mazinski from Chicago.
Not Bears.
And I'm here with my close friend, Greg, who's the Scuba Radio Dive Master. Plus, he's my roomie on the Aquacat. I'm not telling you no more because whatever was said in the islands, it stays in the islands.
106 miles to Chicago.
But I didn't keep you warm at night.
No, he stole my pillow.
It's dark and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
You know, as hot as it is in Florida right now, going to Chicago would be okay. This would be a prime time to go dive in the Great Lakes there. But it's actually just warming up enough for me to dive in Florida. This is bathing suit diving. This is bath water diving. That's the kind of diving you like, Kelly, right?
Yes.
Kelly, the Brazilian swimsuit model with us.
Not cold, it's
fine. If it's a little nip in the water, it's okay.
Easy. You like that, not me.
You don't like it. You like just to, when you jump in the water, you want to feel refreshed, don't you? And cooled off just a tad. You don't want it so hot that, you know.
It's not going to be so hot like outside.
Well, no. It's but
you want there to be a difference between the air temperature and the water temperature.
Yes.
You want the water temperature to be a little cooler than the air temperature.
Right.
Okay.
Right?
Thank
don't you,
Bill.
I mean, isn't that what you want?
Yeah. Come on, Kelly.
Okay.
Get on board with the gang here. What's
the
matter with you?
Although it's not bad, you know, on a night dive. For it to come out of the water and have it be just a little bit cooler out of the water. You know, it's a nice warm dive. It's 80 degrees in the water and you come out.
A little nipply.
Like,
yeah, this is why I know you like, because like, a little nipply. This is why he said he want a cold.
What is wrong? What just happened, Bill?
Well, I don't know, but the FCC will certainly clear up any questions we might have had.
Oh, brother.
It means colder, right?
Yeah, well, no. When it feels refreshing. When you know.
For the record, I was not being a dirty old man when I said that. I actually kind of like a night dive where it's warm in the water, you get out of the water, and it's a little bit cooler on the boat. I like that.
Yeah, but you're right. You go naked, so.
Well, of course.
Well, it is No Panty Saturday or something. I saw this on Facebook today. It is, supposedly. And, you know,
which
every day is
dirty
No Panty.
Dirty old man are you not?
I'm just saying. I saw that on Facebook today.
I get it.
Oh, gee whiz.
Whoa. Well, there we go. We're shooting video today, and the viewership just went, just skyrocketed right there. You know what I'm saying? Thank you, Kelly, the Brazilian swimsuit model, for doing your part to increase our
And, Jimmy,
traffic.
I would apologize for not choosing you as my dive buddy, but no.
He's quite understandable.
Really? No, I mean, it, really, more is better, Patrick. I mean,
I know.
Let's say.
Duh.
Let's say Kelly is, she's having a rough day and she can't do the second dive.
I will take care of her. I will make sure that her day is perfect.
Okay, well, I guess that's one way to look at it. But
it's the only way to look at it.
A buddy team should be an equal pair, though.
Whereas I would siphon off any of his extra air if he had it without looking.
Okay, well, enough of this.
Yeah,
let's just move on.
When Jimmy the Bubble Boy is your dive partner, you really got to make sure you know where your octopus is at all times because he's extending his dive at your expense.
That could be. Kind of wondered how air consumption could go.
Captain Patrick, I know you're new to this, but here, I take that hose. That's mine over here.
So. All right, so Patrick is in his open water diving class. Kelly is reading some of the questions from Module 5 from his Patty Open Water class. And let's hit this one right here. Go ahead and read that, Kelly, and let's see if he had this
one. True or false?
True or false. This should be easy, right?
I hope.
Yeah.
To be reasonable, assure you remain...
No, that's good. Here, keep going.
You remain symptom-free from the compression sickness when flying a commercial jet airline after diving. Wait 12 hours.
Okay.
So to be reasonably sure that you're going to stay compression disease symptom free.
Yes.
When flying in a commercial airline, you should wait at least 12 hours after diving. True or false?
And thank you, Bill, the translator.
I'm fluent.
Thank you.
I'm fluent
for
near Portuguese. Before we give Kelly too much of a problem, she speaks English this well and Portuguese much better.
Yes.
Okay. How well do you speak Portuguese?
Oh, I speak it great.
Muy bueno?
That's Spanish.
I know.
See? Okay, so what is it? True or false, Patrick?
True.
Should you wait 12 hours?
True.
Yes, 12 hours. Is 12 hours ideal? Is that what you should do, or what do you think?
No, it wasn't real clear. I was actually going to talk with you on that because at one point it recommended up to 18 hours.
Ah! This is true. This is very true. You know, it's actually for multiple dives during the day, it's 18. And obviously more is better. A lot of people feel that you should wait 24.
Yeah, this is like a minimum, really. What I gathered from what I was reading is this is more of at a minimum wait this long. But if you're doing multiple dives.
Longer is better, as Kelly always likes to say.
Long is better, of course.
So the deal... is but the standard is like
24 is better than 18.
Well, of course.
18 is way better than 12.
And
in my opinion.
Okay.
At least 50% better.
That's
a math joke for those of you at home.
12 and 18.
Just to write it down, then do the math.
Yeah. Now, see, if I was 24 and you were 18, Greg, and Bill was 12, I would be a lot
more comfortable at all of with all of this if we were 12 and 18 and 24 than the fact that. We're all like 90.
In your dreams.
Yeah, really. Wait, come on, Bill. You're really going over the line today. I just don't know what to think.
What? Far?
Yeah, I don't know what.
Far?
Huh?
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
You were telling far off.
Just next question.
Hours.
Just move on. Next question, Kelly. Bill, get ready to translate.
I'm ready.
I got it.
Okay, go.
Explain the procedure you must follow when planning a dive in a cold water or under strenuous conditions using the recreation dive planner.
So using the recreational dive planner,
mm-hmm.
if you're going to be diving in very cold water
yeah.
with Kelly.
Then I have the Kelly dive planner.
Yes.
I have the KDP. Doesn't matter.
Yeah, strenuous circumstance.
yeah.
Yes. First of all, wear your glasses. Because if it's cold, people could lose an eye. Go on.
What is wrong with that? That's just wrong.
You want to plan to dive as though the depth were 100 feet deeper than it actually is.
100 feet?
Yeah. Or 10 feet.
There we go. I was going to say 100 feet. That's some serious diving. But yeah, yeah, you plan it like it's 10 feet deeper. Once again, this is kind of like adding in a level, an extra level of safety.
And the reason for that is because you're going to consume more oxygen. Consuming more oxygen, or more air, it means there's going to be more gas transfer, so it's going to be a bigger issue.
Well, you may or may not. It depends.
But listen, as a new diver, I'm planning it as if it's 100 feet deeper.
Okay.
Okay, just so you know.
So, Bill, or Patrick, you're basically saying you're going to jump in the water and then immediately get out.
Pretty much.
Okay. Well, that's no fun.
Now, well, you'll learn. That'd be more than what I've done over the last 7 months.
Oh, shush. Yeah, listen to him, Kelly. He's complaining.
Whoa.
You get, just because
I
he
wonder
hasn't,
why.
Well, I, was
He's
I a
right.
good diving instructor when we when I taught you and Jimmy? Both of you guys had a good time.
You had Kelly certified in a day.
It was okay. Yeah.
You are the best diver master in the world.
Yeah, exactly. That's how I remember it.
You are the best diver master in the world.
What?
Greggy, you are the best diver master in the world.
You're about to play that part.
Scuba. Scuba Radio.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master, Bill the producer with me, Captain Patrick from the World of Boating, who is one of my dive students in training.
For 7 months.
Well, you know, it takes time to, you know, the longer it takes, the more you will appreciate it.
Really?
Yeah, absolutely.
You think so?
Yeah, you won't have these little hiccups that, like Kelly the Brazilian swimsuit model and Jimmy the Bubble Boy had when I trained them.
What hiccups?
Well, the first pool session. Do you remember the first pool session we had, Kelly?
Yes.
You and your sister showed up at the pool, ready to do your float and your lap swim, and what happened? How do you recall this? Because
I have a wetsuit, and you said take it off your wetsuit, but you didn't say put your swim wetsuit under.
But yeah,
you think that was a hiccup?
Well, it was a plan that.
It's what we call a strategy.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, Kelly asked me before she came out of the pool. She goes, "What am I supposed to wear?" I said, "Well, you can wear a wetsuit, or you can wear your bathing suit under your wetsuit if you want, or you don't have to if you don't want to. It's up to you." But what she didn't take into account that some of the skills, you have to swim like four lengths of the pool or a 200-yard swim. Without stopping, and you're not allowed to wear your wetsuit for that particular skill. And so she came ill-prepared for that. Luckily, Jimmy the Bubble Boy came through with some boxers.
Yes, unfortunately, I had an extra pair of swim trunks.
Yeah. I will tell you, she seemed prepared to me.
Strategy, exactly.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network. Your surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Scuba Radio, divers consumer tip number 276.
When the apocalypse comes and the zombies take over the world.
Any zombies out there?
Divers, fear not. You'll have plenty of time to swim to safety as the undead gorge themselves on brain coral.
Don't say that. What?
Brain coral.
That.
This is now the United States of Zombieland.
So now, here's a Dan safety tip you can really use.
And yes, that means it's time for the real Dan Good Diving safety tip. And in the studio, we have Nick Bird, CEO and Chief Medical Officer for Divers Alert Network. What do we need to know today, Nick?
Your dive site.
I don't have a dive site.
You do when you're diving, and you need to know it well.
Okay, I'll bite. How do I get to know a dive site? Swim up and introduce myself?
Well, that would certainly be one approach. But the introduction begins before you ever even get near the water. When preparing to visit a dive site, the first thing you should do is familiarize yourself with its location.
Wouldn't that be a given? Otherwise, how do I get there?
You're funny. I don't mean the city and state. I mean where the dive site is located and what factors might need to be taken into consideration. For example, if the dive site is in the ocean, how far from shore is it?
Oh, I get it. If it's land-based, how will you access it?
Exactly. Is it remote, or will supplies and resources be available if you need them?
I imagine the answers to these questions help you know what to bring with you.
Sure they do. If you know where there is no place to stock up on water, for instance, you know to bring plenty of it on your own. Similarly, if you know you're going to be heading, I don't know, 20 miles out to sea, you'll know to have whatever you need with you, as it won't be a quick ride back to the dock.
You know, I remember from another safety tip that you want to check out what emergency equipment and resources are on site, too.
Wow! You just made my day. Seriously?
I feel a little verklempt.
You're welcome.
But you are absolutely right. Part of knowing your dive site is knowing what you'll need to do in the event of an emergency. And that includes knowing what emergency resources are at hand, where's the nearest medical facility, and if any emergency procedures may be in place. Of course, if you're going to be in a location that has no formal dive operation in place, you'll need to cover all of that yourself.
What about the dive itself?
Before you ever enter the water, you should have at least some idea of what to expect. You should know the appropriate water temperature, the basics of the site topography, or hazards you might want to avoid, as well as any information available on currents, weather, and other appropriate factors.
What about marine life?
Absolutely. You should be aware of what marine life may be on the site. Critters are not only part of the excitement of diving, but should an unexpected encounter occur, you should be sure to have the appropriate first aid equipment with you.
So how do you go about researching a dive site?
In today's world, it's never been easier. You're living in the information age, and never has so much information been so readily available about, well, pretty much anything you want to look up. In terms of researching a dive site, the internet is good. Books, magazines, dive centers, and other divers are also outstanding resources, and the list goes on.
What about Dan?
Certainly, Dan can be a resource. If you need to know anything about emergency resources or medical care in the area, give us a call.
So it sounds like the whole point of this is the more familiar you are with a dive site before you get in the water, the less likely you are to run into trouble.
You've got it exactly right. There's no such thing as a foolproof plan, but it's well known that proper preparation and planning significantly reduce your chances of something going wrong. So by taking some time to learn about the dive site you'll be diving, you're taking action to increase your dive safety.
Knowledge is power, right?
You know it.
Exploring new places is one of the best parts of diving. But part of being a good explorer is learning what's already known about a given location. So before you head to your dive site, take some time to learn what you're diving into. A little familiarity ahead of time can help increase the fun and your safety. Do that, and you're guaranteed Dan Good Diving.
That was beautiful.
Only you can prevent diving accidents. Divers Alert Network is your dive safety organization. With your support, Dan will continue to provide the research, service, and benefits to make your next dive a safe dive. So don't be a dinghy. Join Dan today by calling 1-800-446-2671.
You know, choosing a dive buddy is very important, especially when you're learning to dive, like Captain Patrick here is. And that's why I have Jimmy the Bubble Boy, Kelly the Brazilian Swimsuit Model, in the studio with us today. CJ is going to show up a little bit later on, too, right, Jimmy? Is that the plan? God help us,
yes,
right?
Yes, he will be here around 4-ish.
Now, these three folks are three people that I actually trained to dive a few years ago. And, you know, I brought them in for, you know, to kind of, you know, help Patrick along or get him prepared on
to show me that you actually do train people that eventually get into water.
Exactly. Here's the evidence. Here's what... know, here's my proof that this could be you. You could look exactly like Kelly, the Brazilian swimsuit model, by the time I'm done with you.
You know, when you gave me the gift of scuba for Christmas, I didn't realize that you would be re-gifting it this year.
What do you mean? What is wrong with him, Bill, really? Bill's on, you know, he's part of this team as well. He knows what I'm talking about.
No, but Bill's on my side.
No, he's not.
No, yeah, he is.
But okay, well, the question is,
I plan on getting in the water when he gets in the water, and I'm ready already.
Yeah. Well, it's going to be, you know, this will be a refresher for Bill.
By the way, what about our
Jimmy and Kelly?
On the swimming laps, are we going to do that? Are we going to race?
But with who?
Me and you.
Oh, you want to race your instructor, do you?
Yeah.
Really?
That's what you said.
Did I say that? When did I say that? Was I drinking at the time?
You were drinking.
I was going to say.
I can be swimming, sir.
Yeah. Well, what stroker do you want to swim your laps in? You got to do a 200-yard swim or a 400-yard swim with mask
stroke.
And snorkel. You would like a mixed stroke. You can do any stroke you want.
Stroke. Well, I'll do a variety. What do you want? You want to do butterfly?
No.
You want to do Australian crawl?
Kelly's just waiting for someone to say breaststroke, so I'll say it.
I'll do it.
It wasn't
I'm Sarah
that funny.
Wynn.
I love her.
Allie?
Oop.
I'm going to play. Yeah. We'll have a stroke.
Yeah. All right. Well, whatever stroke you prefer, it doesn't really matter. I mean, I just prefer to finish. I mean, that's the thing. You know, I've had a lot of people that actually get into the swimming portion of their training, which is you got to do this in a 10-minute float.
Yeah.
And water too deep to stand up in.
Yeah.
And they've had trouble with this.
Now, do I have to tread water or can I just float?
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
Well, it does, because when I was on the swim team at Merritt Island High School, we couldn't float. We actually had to tread water.
Right.
And we had to swim a mile to make the team.
No, basically, you just can't die because that would be bad for me.
Keeping in mind how old Captain Patrick is, when he was on the swim team at Merritt Island High School, he and George Washington were on the team together.
Right, right.
And Patrick was the star. You never hear about him now because George went on to other things.
Yeah.
But,
I swam across the Delaware.
Really?
Instead of standing up in a damn boat.
Nice.
Sit down already.
Well,
how do you think they won that battle? I'm waiting for them to get to the other side.
Well, basically, the swimming isn't going to be an issue for you, though. But my point is that it is for a lot of people.
Can I wear water wings?
You actually can wear mask fins and snorkel, but you'll have to swim twice as long if you want
mask
to.
Fins.
I'm just saying.
That's,
for anyone
that's
who's,
stupid.
It's really not hard to do.
Look, when I go scuba diving, I'm not wearing a mask or fins.
just a snorkel?
I prefer open eye diving.
Well, be safe. If it's Greg's training you, that'll be safe.
Says the woman who got a mask squeeze when
yes,
she went out diving.
Exactly.
With Greg. Greg goes with an audio engineer, a radio guy.
Right. Who will be in
a
later.
And model. And goes out diving. And he brings them back. And the radio guy's got his eardrum punctured. And the model's eyes are like bright red. Like she spent she spent the next 6 months exclusively doing zombie shoots. It was bizarre.
Well, she got a lead on Vampire Diaries, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, see? But so, Patrick, the problem with you is I have yet to zero in on... No, I have yet to zero in on what attribute, what skill does Captain Patrick have that I
can
sabotage?
Yes.
Yeah, during his open water diving training. What do you think?
My sarcastic wit.
Okay.
Yeah, that'll work.
Like taking him underwater, I can take care of that.
Yes.
Because I won't be able to really speak underwater too much.
Mm. He'll come up with a way.
Yeah, maybe. All right, but
you want to tie lead weights to my arms? What do you?
Well, we could.
What are you trying to do?
You know, you're going to be a strong swimmer. That definitely helps. So that's the big thing. And then, you know, who we buddy you up with is going to be key, because the thing is about the buddy team system of what we teach in scuba diving is not that you rely on your buddy to save your ass. Because really, it's up to you to save yourself. You know what I'm saying? But your buddy is there to back you up.
Startling,
if
though,
you
when
make a mistake.
Kelly goes diving, there are a number of people who volunteer for that job in case it needs saving.
She will have more volunteers willing to perform mouth-to-mouth than you will on a dive boat, generally, I'm guessing.
Sure, you'll help him. yeah. like it.
Wait, did you say Jimmy will help him?
You, Greg.
No, I am the dive instructor. And if he has to have mouth-to-mouth,
you need to help
I'm the only one on
anybody.
The boat, good knowing you, Patrick.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Hosting a radio show about scuba diving and boating is one of the best gigs on the planet. It's actually part of my job to check out and report on cool new products I personally use to enhance my diving and boating adventures. However, I do believe in sharing the joy, and this is why we've added Nanook protective hard cases to our list of products you can now purchase on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Nanook cases are designed to protect the most sensitive equipment in the harshest environments. Underwater photographers, listen up. From their high-impact K7 resin to their exclusive power claw latches, Nanook has raised the bar for those of you that demand the best protection for your gear. Plus, Nanook protective cases cost less than similar products currently on the market. The company has been around for over 15 years, but it's new to the U.S., so we've made a small number of Nanook cases available exclusively for you at a special introductory price on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Go there now and check out Nanook, the evolution of protection.
I'm always the first to run low on air.
I'm adjusting my BCD all the time.
It feels that I spent half my dive swimming back to the dive boat and on the surface.
You can learn to improve your diving so that you can feel more confident with your skills and more comfortable in the water thanks to the Professional Association of Dive Instructors. Peak Performance Buoyancy and the Navigation Specialty Course are just a few of the many PADI offerings to consider. Visit PADI.com to find the PADI Dive Center nearest you. PADI, the way the world learns to dive.
Obviously, we have it pretty good here at Scuba Radio, but why let us have all the fun? Dive into scubaradio.com and allow us to share the joy. It's all there, from cool monthly giveaways to info on how you can join us on our next big dive adventure or Scuba Radio broadcast. Click on the Shop tab for special Scuba Radio pricing on Scuba Radio hats, jackets, shirts, and an assortment of unique items you won't find anywhere else. You can even get info on how to take scuba classes from a real live mermaid. So dive in now at Scuba Radio. com.
That is Eric Stone, by the way. He's working on the grand opening of the Dockside Tropical Cafe down there in Marathon. Getting close to the grand opening. We'll be covering that here on the big show. And we wish him the best with that adventure as well.
And will you be wearing your charter crew member T-shirt?
Yes. That and a...
He's doing crowdfunding.
Right.
And I contributed to his organization. And the level at which I contributed, you get a charter member T-shirt.
Really?
So I will get a T-shirt, and I also get some downloads of his music collection. Like, I don't have access to Eric Stone music, but... I contributed some money to help them get started.
Excellent. Well, you can wear that shirt.
So I'm going to be a bar owner.
And Kelly, the Brazilian swimsuit model, has offered up one of her extra thongs for you to compliment that ensemble. So we got that to look forward to.
I got bad news. Me in a thong is nothing that could come to a word that leads to compliment. There's no complimenting with a thong.
Well, it does rhyme with wrong.
Yes.
And we'll just leave it at that.
Boy, is it.
You know, it's been a while since we've had our buddy Big Wave Dave on the show, and there's been a logical reason for this. He had some health issues that kind of derailed him, sidelined him for a few weeks, but he is back. He is back in action, and he is on Scuba Radio today with us for the first time in a while. Big Wave, how are you, buddy?
We're doing good. We're back in action in sunny San Diego, which, hey, as we know, is DEMA's headquarters.
That's right. DEMA is located there in San Diego. When we were out there on the left coast, I almost took a ride down that way, and then we got sidetracked and headed off to Catalina Island instead. But
diving is always better than working. So
true.
That was probably a good side trip.
Exactly. But who knows? Next time we're out there on the left coast, we'll head down to San Diego too. It's sunny in San Diego. That's the sunniest city in the entire country, or something like that. I've heard this.
It never rains.
Well,
in Southern California.
It's a very beautiful day. Let me tell you that.
Yeah, and you are at what event today, Big Wave Dave?
We're at a boat show, and you know normally I call our boat shows our inside convention centers, and it's cold as heck outside. it's 80 degrees, the sun's hot, you know, people are in their beachwear, just having a great time at the boat show and trying scuba diving.
Yeah, so it's a great time for them to jump in the pool, cool off, and experience what it's like to breathe underwater like a real-life scuba diver. And then you take a picture of them, the whole thing, beadiver.com. You can go there and get the thing. But it's been a while since you've been out and about. Is this the first of a new string of tour dates, or what, Dave?
Oh, yeah. Well, I got a little held up, a little medical issue for a couple months, which, of course, we were dead anyways right then, and it just got cleared by Dan.
So hold on.
You're diving and traveling with here in San Diego.
Wait a second, Dave. Hold on one cotton picking second. Your little medical issue was that you were dead?
No.
This is zombie, big wave zombie?
No, it was a slow time. It was slow. I'm normally slow in March or April and May.
Ah, okay.
And then everything kicks off in June again because now it's summer and now we're outside.
But I'll tell you, that is a four-letter word. If that would have been the case, though, Bill, I think that's the plot of World War Z. Just so you know, I just saw that. And anyway,
you just saw the movie, and you think you know what the plot was?
Well, it's confusing. Yeah, but there's zombies and stuff. But anyway, I digress. The boat show is going strong. You're there. All set up, and so you'll be there for the weekend, and then where do you go, Dave?
Yeah, we'll go home and then repack everything to go out to New York City, work with some Wounded Warriors, and then I got Pittsburgh coming up, kind of all over the place, just having fun, showing people how to dive in the Be a Diver pool.
Excellent. Now, out there in California off of San Diego, you are in Southern California. I was up there off of Long Beach, Catalina Island, but in San Diego, they have their own areas down there that they dive, don't they? Or are you familiar with the diving in that area?
They all dive off the beach in La Jolla Shores, all the place. The Yukon, which sunk as a wreck, so there's all kinds of good diving. But people still go a little farther up north to dive Catalina, too.
Okay, so they still will take that trek from San Diego and head out to Catalina, where it's really clear water diving, even though it might be a little bit on the chilly side for us warm water Florida wusses, I guess, right?
Well, you know, you have that. If it's a little chill here and you want something more to warm you, drop on a plane and fly over to Bon Air where it's 84 degrees.
Well, true. That's right. You just hop on a plane and go wherever your heart desires. Now, what about all the media folks that you're interfacing with there in San Diego? Are you getting some, I don't know, TV reporters and folks like that that are trying out diving for the first time there in the Be a Diver pool, or what?
Oh, yeah, we had the local Channel 8 and Channel 6 already in the pool checking it out. And we had a girl from the local 1090 AM radio station in yesterday.
Okay.
So it's been a busy weekend.
Busy weekend. All right, well, I'll let you get back to it, Dave. It's always good to check in. Good to hear you're back in action. And you know, just diving, which is hard to believe that's his job, but that's what Big Wave Dave does, day in and day out.
Yep, check out beadiver.com.
Yeah. All right, we will. And you can find out where Dave's going to be next. Absolutely. He's heading up to New York to do some Wounded Warrior stuff. That's great stuff. And, you know, you'll see him on TV. You know, he has a great gig. He just, not only does he get to dive, it doesn't matter what the conditions are because he brings the dive site with him wherever he goes, beadiver.com. All right, Kelly, the Brazilian swimsuit model, is here. CJ has just walked in. Jimmy, the bubble boy. Captain Patrick. Bill, the producer. Bob Evans from Force Fins is going to join us at the top of hour two because we're going to remember our good buddy Bob Maestral, who is the founder of Body Glove. And believe it or not, he was the first person to take me diving in California. A year ago at the Long Beach Scuba Show, right after the show, Bob Evans and Bob Maestral from Body Glove took me out on the Body Glove boat, and I did my first California cold water dive in the kelp forest, the whole thing. It was awesome, a great time. We lost him this week. We're going to talk about that and many more great stories that we shared with this just great person coming up in hour two, as well as a lot of extra fun stuff. So stick around. More coming up on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba
Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go!